You did it. You stay tuned to your local station, and now you get a little bit of the good stuff. It's Kim and Mike Burge, and we have some things to share with you. I've already got my list of things ready to go, including Bugs. It's a poem by R.P. Smith.
Bugs?
Bugs, huh. That's okay. Right. But before we get to that, let me tell you a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. They are your trusted source for anything that you want to talk about when it comes to agriculture. They'll connect buyers and sellers. They'll provide the latest news and updates in the industry. They are what ranchers read. They are dedicated to making this your ranching life resource. Visit tsln.com to find out more. Tri-State Livestock News, your partner in the field.
Well, I want you to get your computer out later today when you don't have anything else to do and check out the BlackHillStockShow.com new website. Ron Jeffries and his crew up there at the Stock Show are getting ready for a fantastic event January 31st through February 8th. Get your tickets for the Ian Munsick concert and special guest Colby Acuff. That's coming up on February 7th. The Ranch Rodeo, a new Bullfighters Only event, and of course the Great Western Art Show and Sale. And all of that, you can find information at BlackHillStockShow.com.
Bugs by R.P. Smith, located down there by Broken Bow, Nebraska. My little boy woke up crying. He was seeing bugs in a dream. Yet he wasn't awake enough to realize the bugs weren't real that made him scream. No matter how I brushed or swatted, I couldn't make them go away. So finally, out of desperation, I said, "Let's give those bugs to Jesus when we pray." Together, we asked our Lord to be the bug exterminator. As we finished our prayer, he drifted back to sleep. Good night, buddy. See you later. That's been a while, but I thought about it the other day. Things had been going sour all morning, and nothing was working my way. Sometimes I get so caught up in the world, I don't take the time for prayer. And when I need my Lord the most, I'll act like he's not there. When I think of the trials he's seen me through, there is no doubting of his power or his love is true. But what I really can't understand is why I wait so long to go to God when I'm having trouble or things are going wrong. My troubles aren't any bigger than the bugs that in my son's dreams he can see. Heavenly Father, please give me the faith of a child to let you take my bugs from me.
Well, since you did R.P. Smith, I'm going to throw in a Yvonne Hollenbeck. Both are some local area regional artists, and this was sent in called A Good Name by Yvonne Hollenbeck. There's a place over east in a valley where the buildings are weathered and old. It was once somebody's homestead, full of dreams of a future, I'm told. I wonder each time I go by there just how long they've been all done, how long that it's been since the house there was once some family's home. The barn is still standing quite stately, though the roof has begun caving in, and I'm sure that it won't be too long now, for it's downed by a strong prairie wind. It's so sad to see just the remnants of what once was somebody's pride. Did they leave because of some hard times, or was it because someone died? You can see where they planted some lilacs. There's a piece of old iron fence. A rusty old pump still sets on a well, though I doubt that it's been used ever since. I guess it's like many other old places that's left to decay, reminding us time waits for no one, and that too soon there will come a day when our lives will be like the homestead, and treasures that we might possess will weather and long be forgotten, no matter how great your success. The only thing folks will remember is things that you do and you say, the kindness you showed to a neighbor or a stranger you passed on the way. It don't matter how many possessions you've gathered in life to lay claim, the one thing that won't be forgotten is the fact that you had a good name. Yvonne Hollenbeck wrote that back in 2003.
Amen. Very, very good. Okay, now let's wrap up the program with I've got some little tidbits of wisdom. And as you listen, I want you to pick out one of these that you might want to follow along throughout your day. It's always wise to under-promise and over-deliver.
True.
I think a lot of people try to follow that. You've reached middle age when all you exercise is caution.
Yeah, you kind of get to that point.
Yeah, a little humor there. It's faith in something and enthusiasm for something that makes life worth living. So if you've got some questions in that department, think about those 2 points. But I have, for more exercise, put the TV and refrigerator further apart.
There you go. There you get up and one to the other.
There you go. Rainmaking isn't all that difficult. Just wash your car or plan a picnic.
That is true. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to The Good Stuff.